Blog Talk Radio.
Making himself home in our very spirits. Isn't that such a wonderful burning sensation to have God Almighty residing in our mind, our heart, and our spirit? Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and oh yes, indeed, his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope, y'all, for light in this dark and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire! The gospel experience will light at night. And then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and I'm talking to you too, can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm speaking for personal experience, y'all. I know what I'm talking about. Because listen, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verses 11 through 14, where we read the Apostle Paul, who gets credit for the writing of the book of Hebrews, discusses how our spiritual growth is strictly dependent on our regular biblical diet. What we are to be on the outside is solely predicated on what we choose to mentally, emotionally, and spiritually digest into our spirit. Whereas when we choose to taste, chew, and internalize the meat of God's word is when we will be more fully manifested in us. When God, I promise you, will be more fully manifested in us. So we're going to be talking about milk and meat, just to see where we are in our spiritual walk with God Almighty. I am blessed. I am excited. My special guest is here. Preacher man, pastor, gospel artist, man of God, Kenneth Marsh is here to share his walk testimonial with God, as well as share some of his gospel music as well. Did I mention he's a gospel artist singing God's praises? Well, yes, yes, he is. He's a preaching singing man, or he's a singing preaching man, or he might be both, and I'm thinking that's the story he's going to share. And then later on in the broadcast, y'all, we will be shining our artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Samaria Kelly. It's going to be here with her awesome chart-busting music, and I know she's going to bless us with a wonderful testimony as well. That's why I bring those gospel artists here. Y'all see them on the videos, y'all hear them sing, but when they come on platforms like this, y'all get a chance to hear their testimony about what they went through, what they're going through, and more importantly, what God is doing in their lives. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member, call a friend. I dare you to call somebody that's in your spirit right now and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed, I said, back on the radio to give God his just due praise, to encourage you in every spiritual way that I can. We've already had prayer. We are so grateful to God for overseeing our lives. We thank Holy Spirit God for leading and guiding us. But most of all, we are so grateful to God for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Cause he woke me up this morning, and that sure enough shows me love. me up some coffee, called and talked to Granny. Opened up my Bible, read from John chapter 20. Got me all excited, cause I serve a God who's living. And even though I don't deserve it, keeps on showing mercy. And I just wanna show you that I'm grateful. And I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful. To my Father, my provider, Prince of Peace, my help and strength, the reason that I sing, He's my everything. And I just wanna show you that I'm grateful. And I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful. To my Father, my provider, Prince of Peace, my help and strength, the reason that I sing, He's my everything. He's my everything. Dressed for work, now I'm going down the highway. Smile upon my face as I'm singing praise to Yahweh. I feel the stress of the world, but how can I complain? When God is in the blessing business, still making a way. Got my friends and family, all this love around me. Don't worry about my bills because He's supplying all my needs. I know as long as I look to the hills when I'm on my knees, that everything's alright because He's taking care of me. And I just wanna show you that I'm grateful. And I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful. To my Father, my provider, Prince of Peace, my help and strength, the reason that I sing, He's my everything. And I just wanna show you that I'm grateful. And I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful. To my Father, my provider, Prince of Peace, my help and strength, the reason that I sing, He's my everything. My savior, my keeper, my healer, my friend, protector, my helper, my refuser, you're my strength. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider, waymaker, daybreaker, you take me higher. My savior, my keeper, my healer, my friend, protector, my helper, my refuser, you're my strength. And I just wanna show you that I'm grateful. And I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful. To my Father, my provider, Prince of Peace, my help and strength, the reason that I sing, He's my everything. And I just wanna show you that I'm grateful. And I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful. To my Father, my provider, Prince of Peace, my help and strength, the reason that I sing, He's my everything.
You best believe it. Yes, Lord, He's our everything. So why don't you just wave your hands in the air just like you just don't care who know about it, because we have no shame in our fame of our Lord Jesus. Sounds of Woman of God, Brittany Harrison, starting this fire gospel experience off with exuberance, with exaltation and praises to our God in a real millennial cool kind of R&B style. That's right. We play all phases of gospel music here so that we can get a dynamic blend of musical worship and praise here. Want to have a little bit of something for everybody on this fire gospel experience, because I want to see if we can get it lit. Ain't that how they say it now, the young people? Yeah, we're going to keep it lit for Jesus. My special guest, oh my God, I am so excited to have this young man here. He was born on November the 11th, 1968, around about the time I was, to the late Elder Clarence Marsh and Elder Barbara Marsh. This man was born 2 pounds at birth, y'all. The doctor said he wouldn't walk or talk, but look at what the Lord has done. He started his ministry at the early age of 9. I said 9 years old, giving his first sermon at a missionary service at St. Matthew's Apostolic on Pulaski Highway. He came from Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, From that day, he knew he had a calling on his life. He was baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost in 1984 at Highway Christian Church under the late suffragan Bishop Charles R. Brown. His greatest memory that day was talking to his late Aunt Peggy that he received the Holy Ghost and not being able to come out of the Spirit until late that night. His first solo was from the Mighty Clouds of Joy, God Is Not Dead. Music was, and I believe is, his first love, other than God, and I'm sure all of his loved ones. As he grew, he did his ministry, and so did his ministry. God has blessed him to have numerous groups, El Shaddai, Psalms, Ken Marsh and Company, New Beginnings, Fresh Anointing, and KFM Singers, and currently Kenneth Marsh and Favorite Music Ministry. He has also opened up for numerous gospel artists, Ty Tribbett, the late Reverend Timothy Wright, Hezekiah Walker, just to name a few. In 2008, he was ordained elder in the Lord's Church under Pastor Lawrence McNeil. In life, God will settle you and guide you to where he needs you to go. This man also took his gifts under the leadership of Bishop Dr. Michael Dean Chapman Sr. at Word Alice Christian Cathedral for 6 years. He is currently under the pillar of True Churches Apostolic Faith Incorporated with his ministry, Favor Unleashed. He is a proud husband, father of one. His favorite scripture, y'all, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. To God be the glory for the mighty things he has done and will continue to do in the life of my special guest, man of God, Pastor Kenneth Marsh, is here on this fire gospel experience. Bless you, man of God. What a resume, what a declaration of honor and praise to you, man of God. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Man, I'm so blessed. It don't make no sense. I try to bless somebody else because I got so many on me, I can share them with somebody. How you like that?
I know that. That sounds good. That sounds definitely good.
Amen. Listen, man of God, I'm looking forward to a wonderful conversation. We was chatting it up before we went live on the broadcast, so I know we have a full plate that we're going to discuss. And I don't want you to feel rushed either, man of God. I want you to know that you can take your time, and if we need to reschedule it so that we can continue, I want you to know you are welcome to do that. So why don't you just introduce yourself to listening audience from whatever stage in life that you would like to start. Tell us about what God has done for you, man of God, Kenneth Marsh.
Well, greetings, everyone. I bring you greetings from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Pastor Kenneth. I don't use my middle name a whole lot, Pastor Kenneth Fitzgerald Marsh. Yes, my parents named me after the Kennedy brothers. Born and raised right here. Yes, they did. Born and raised right here in Baltimore. I bring you greetings. Right here in the state, in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, where God has done some great things for me. As my bio was being read, I give God praise for the things that he's done from the time of me being born up until the time I'm at right now, and expecting great things to happen even after this. I give God praise. Like I said, as you know, it's been read there in the bio. God has blessed me 45 years ago. September will be 45 years ago that I sung my first song, If God Isn't Dead, by Joe Logan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And coming from a quartet background, my grandfather had quartet group here back in the 50s and 60s up until the time he passed, like the late 90s. He traveled all over the country ministering with his quartet, so quartet is in my blood. And every now and then it comes out. Every now and then it comes out. So, you know, I give God praise. Started there in music, Then every third Sunday, I would get up off the drums in my little white suit, and it was Missionary Sunday, so they allowed me to get up and preach on Let This Mind Be In You, which was also in The Christ Jesus. And and that's where it started, you know. So was doing music all up until that time. Ministry, what's in you has to come out. I come out of five generations of preachers, singers, cooks, and musicians.
Wow. That's amazing.
What's in you has to come out. So I give God praise for gifts that God has blessed me with to do, because He gifted me to do them. Now I'm giving Him back His gift, because I'm honored just to be able to do what God has for me to do.
What a dynamic and rich heritage you've been blessed to be a part of, for such a wonderful spiritual lineage. That's why it's so, I'm going to say, pervasive for us as believers to make sure that we spread our spiritual roots to our family first, because it's going to affect not just us and our immediate family, but we want to leave a legacy of spirit-born, saved, sanctified saints of God for the next generations to come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tell you something, man of God. You have a dynamic resume, but I'm sure that you've had your challenges. It's not going to be a family like yours that are so knitted in God without some sort of opposition. Is there some times in particular that comes to your mind that you want to share about where you know it was spiritual warfare going on in your life, and what process did you take to see God deliver you and give you the victory?
Well, like I said, coming out of five generations of doing this, there was no way in the world that God was going to gift any of us, not only myself. There's no way in the world that God is going to gift you to do something without trials and tribulations coming. So, you know, things came even when, as I was being born, like I weighed 2 pounds. The doctor said that I would never be able to walk and run. Stayed in the hospital for numerous months. And the mothers of the church, my grandmother, they came to the hospital with that blessed oil, and they bathed me in that oil, and they prayed me, and they kept me in prayer. And my grandmother, hallelujah, God rest her soul, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Forgive me if I get caught up. Every time I think about it, I just give God praise for what He's done. My grandmother put me in her arms and raised me back up to the heavens to God.
Yeah.
So God blessed my mother and my father with me, and my grandmother raised me back. And I thank God for that, because being a preacher's kid, it was rough, because, you know, when you're marked, you can't get away from it. No matter how you try to run, you cannot get away from it. Like my mother always used the song from Martha and the Vandellas, nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. You can't get away from it. So being a preacher's kid, and being in the neighborhood, I wanted to hang with the guys. I wanted to hang with the gangs. I wanted to do what they did. But guess what? I was marked. In the neighborhood, they saw when we went to church. They knew when we went to church.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as being in school when they had the little dances and stuff. Yeah, I'm up there. You know, my parents dressed me well, so, you know, they dressed me to go to school. You know, where everybody else had tennis shoes and all like that, I had on shoes and dress pants, shirt. So, you know, they would have the little dances, and I'm up there trying to, you know, act like I know what I'm doing, dancing, and I don't have no rhythm and up there. And so I said, okay, I only know one move, side to side, side to side. I'm a preacher's kid. I sit on a clock. That's the only move I know. So I'm up there doing it. And one of the students came up and said, you go to church, don't you? I said, no, I don't. And I tried to switch it up. My feet almost fell on the floor.
Oh, no.
She said, you go to church, don't you? I said, how you know? She said, because I go to church too, and we can't fit in with everybody. That stuck with me.
Okay.
No matter what you try to do to fit in, when God has you marked,
come on,
people can see the calling and anointing that's on your life.
That
stuck with me, and as I was getting older, I still, you know, was getting teenager, and I still wanted to run the streets with the people and everything. And every time something was about to pop off, they would always tell me, "Go home, you don't belong here. Go home."
Yeah.
And I never forget, as I got, you know, growing up, teenager, God was blessing our church, our youth church choir. We sung on TV, and we was on there. I'm hanging out with the guys on the basketball court, not knowing that my dad was sitting in front of our house with the 54-passenger bus with the musicians and all the church choir waiting for me because we had to get to station to record. And I'm coming in, just threw on clothes and went straight to the studio and got up there and sung the old Florida Mass Choir song, "Jesus Is Mine." Sung that on TV. The next day, went to the basketball court, and I'm up there trying to play basketball, and the guys is like, "Sing that song." I said, "What song you talking about?" "That song you sung on Sunday morning." I'm like, "Wait a minute. What y'all doing up on a Sunday morning looking at a gospel show? Just sing that song." So I found myself on the basketball court singing "Jesus Is Mine" and teaching them how to sing "Jesus Is Mine" on the basketball court. So trying to fit in, but God was still opening up doors. But even though I was trying to fit in, God was still covering me.
Absolutely.
He was still,
kind of reminds me, Pastor, of my eighth grade, and that's been over close to 5 decades ago, 4 for sure. When I was in the eighth grade in Detroit, Michigan, there was a young lady named Michelle Blakely. So, Michelle Blakely, if you out there, girl, you made an impact on me, because this was a little saved Christian girl that brought her Bible to school, and she carried herself in such a way that we knew she was a church girl. And the thing about it is, it seemed like everyone respected her for that. I don't know if they teased her some. I'm sure they did. But for the most part, we kind of gave her a pass because we was like, "Man, don't bother her. That's a church girl, man." And having been baptized, I was thinking that she was just a little bit closer to God than I was. So I was kind of, if I can say, fearful. I was definitely respectful of not putting my hands on God's anointed. Isn't that what the word says?
Yes, sir.
Don't do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said that because it makes it, we seldom don't know of the impact that we have just by being who God called us to be, and stop worrying about trying to fit in so much. Because if we try to fit in with the world, the Bible says that we're going to grieve the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is going to be like, "Man, you got me in a temple that ain't what it's supposed to be. You got me connected to things that are not pleasing to Father God and to Holy Spirit God himself." So I like what you said about keeping our integrity, man of God. That's a good word there.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about this virus that's going on. We were talking before we went live, and then we started talking about so many different tragic and sad stories that have been connected to this virus. It's almost like there are no blessings, that there are no testimonies of multiplication, of harvest time in this COVID blessing. But the word tells me that God said that he'll make a resort in the desert. He will turn most hideous place that we could think of into a place of paradise. Is there some stories that you've heard, that you shared, or maybe that you've experienced in the midst of this virus, how God's hand of blessings is on your life, Pastor Marsh?
Yes, sir. Truly, this virus, it came in 2020. It caught the whole entire world off guard.
Yes, it did.
For the church of God, we had to change fast and in a hurry. Yep. I found an old video of the beginning part of January of 2020 where I ministered in Washington, D.C. And I think it was like 3 days into 2020. And I looked at that video and I said, wow. Whereas I said to the people of God, aren't we so excited that we made it in 2020 and look what God is going to do in 2020. That was January of 2020. Look what happened in 2020. This virus came. And
knocked
everybody out. People were dying. You didn't know you had thing. And I mean, it was huge quantity numbers of people just dying. When you look at one well-known church organization, looked like every bishop in this church organization was dying.
I remember.
So many people were going, and then they didn't know what to do. They was coming out with the Johnsons and Johnsons and different things, trying to say, you take this, you this, and but you did not know what was going on. The churches were closing. Even though other things were staying open, the churches were being closed.
Yeah.
So what that do? It says, that word have I hid in my heart. You wasn't making it into the church building, but the church is inside of you.
Come
so
on.
What transpired was we had to do things differently. We had to do things differently. What happened? We had to gravitate. We had to learn how to do social media. You couldn't get into the churches. So social media became a major part for ministry to get out. I look at 2020 was just something. I look at in April of in March of 2020. It was so much going on. I wasn't working at the time. I was dealing, well, I was still working, but I was dealing with sickness in my body. Whereas I would be either working because I was a former truck driver, so I was always on the road. Either I could be driving or I could be in church ministry, and I would just pass out completely.
Oh,
for no apparent reason, just pass out. I'll never forget. I was ministering up in song with my music ministry, and they had called this, and I told them, told my wife and other singers, I said, I'm fine. I'll do this by myself. Y'all rest, because we've been going so much. At the last minute, I said, no, you all come up. As soon as I got up there, I got dizzy and almost passed out. The people of God came. They rallied and prayed for me. I was playing drums, and looked like I was in a swimming pool. That's how bad I was sweating. Next thing I know, the air were standing over top of me, taking me out of the church. So I went
into the hospital,
kept on going in the hospital, out of the hospital, in the hospital, out of the hospital. And at last, before I went in, I was with my mother-in-law and my wife. We was out taking care of some things. I was sitting in the back seat, and I just wasn't feeling well, and my mother-in-law was driving, and I told my wife, and my wife said, well, babe, you want to go into mom's house, which we only live like 7 minutes. I said, no, we 7 minutes away. I'll drive home. So I'm driving, and I turned off into the alley. I told my wife, I said, baby, I do not feel good. Next thing I know, all I remember is I opened up the driver's door. Next thing I remember, I'm opening up my eyes, and I see my wife. I see people. I hear ambulances, fire trucks. I had passed out in the alley. I had fell out the car and passed through my alley. They rushed me to the hospital and everything. And I had just, that day before, I had just driven back to Baltimore from Ohio from working. So this was COVID. So they took the COVID test, came back fine. So the doctor said, what type of work you do? I said, I'm a truck driver. He said, well, you're not going to be doing that no more. I said, I got to work. Man, don't eat. I'm going to work. So they started running all these tests. They had all this tubes and stuff hooked up. They had tape around my head. I said, what is going on? What's going on here? They ran all that test. I stayed in the hospital for like 2 to 3 weeks. They finally found out they had diagnosed me with what they call syncope, whereas I wasn't getting enough oxygen to my brain. Okay. My heart was one side of my heart was working more than the other.
Mm.
On top of all of that,
Jesus.
When I got home, when God brought me out of there, Satan had got my mind so much to the point that I had locked myself in the house and had went on live social media with a butcher knife to cut my throat.
Come on, preacher.
I'm grateful to God that God rest his soul, my dad, God rest her soul, my aunt, my wife was able to get into the house. They did not judge me. They interceded for me and went into prayer. Because when you're going through situations, you have to find out what spirit is in a because it's not the person, it's a spirit. So
thank you.
They prayed for me, got me through. That was April. May of 2020, God allowed me. When God says move, you have to move.
You better move. Amen.
The church ministry that I was under, God was making it uncomfortable, and I had to move fast.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Sent my resignation and everything to the bishop and everything.
Yeah.
That May 20 of 2020, God blessed me to start my Favor Unleashed gospel segment on Zoom Facebook Live on a Friday night at 8.
Amen.
Whereas you name the gospel artist from Lamar Campbell, Jeffrey LaValle up in Detroit, Wilbert Bell, Isaiah Thomas, so many of the gospel artists and preachers have been on my Favor Unleashed gospel segment.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Started to bless there. Then came the church ministry.
Amen.
Favor Unleashed. I just could not get
Amen.
Away from that favor. Couldn't get away from that favor.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
started to bless music ministry, so that was 2020. One of the gospel artists had been calling me saying, Kenny, I need you to get to my house because I got a song for you. I said, okay. I've been singing all my life, and I'm like, being in the studio, getting my voice on CD, I just didn't see myself, my voice on a CD. I just didn't see it. Because I said,
okay,
I know somebody else can out-sing me. I wasn't with all that. But he kept on me. So I go to his house, and being here in Baltimore, so close to D.C., I love Gospel Go-Go. So when he played the track, I was like, oh, yeah, you got me. I love it. The Gospel Go-Go beat. I'm like, yes, I love it. Let's do it. Then I said, let me listen to the words. And when I listened to the words, the song got me. Now, we're still in the pandemic. My producer said, I can't have everybody in my studio. We're still in the pandemic. So he said, okay. So I said, okay. So about that time, you could only have a certain number of people in the churches. So the producer said, Kenny, he said, what does your wife sing? I said, she does alto. He said, okay, y'all come to my studio Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Now, we had been in church all day long ministering. Didn't have no voices or nothing.
Yes, sir.
But we went to the studio. We got in the studio on that Sunday night, laid down the tracks. That Tuesday, we was due to travel to Cincinnati, Ohio. So we get up to Cincinnati, Ohio in the service. I'm sitting up in the pulpit. My wife is sitting in the audience. And after the service, my wife's face is just, I knew something was wrong. And I'm like, what's wrong? She said, this lady came up to me. I'm like, okay. She said, she asked me, was that Pastor Kenneth Marsh in the pulpit? And my wife was like, okay, how you know my husband all the way up here in Ohio? So she said, Pastor Kenneth Marsh. She said, Pastor Kenneth Marsh, a favorite, Raise Our Praise? She said, yeah. She said, we hear y'all music all the way up here in Ohio. The single was supposed to be released on April the 28th. God released that single on April 7th.
Yes, sir.
That single now.
Listen, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Go. Yes, sir, Pastor. And see, we've been waiting and dying to get to your music, and we just want to raise our praise right now. Hold your thought, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Because you are right in the middle of an exciting testimony that I know this music is just going to take us right over the edge. We're going to get our praise on. Matter of fact, we're going to raise our praise with man of God, Pastor Kenneth Marsh. And favor, I promise you, y'all are going to love it. Oh, I'm going to get my praise on right now, right now.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. Come on and stand up on your feet. This is Pastor Kenneth Marsh and singers. We want you just to come on and get with us on this song. Talking about raising the praise up unto the Lord. Come on, y'all. Get with us. Put your hands together. Let's have some fun on this song. Here we go, y'all. Let's raise the praise. Come on. I just wanna stretch out my hand. I just wanna lift my voice. I just wanna tell the world that Christ is my joy. I just wanna stretch out my hand. I just wanna lift my voice. I just wanna tell the world that Christ is my joy.
Praise, I praise, I praise it. Come on and raise our praise. Lift your hands up and raise it. Lift his name up, yeah.
Lift him higher.
Lift him higher. Come on, everybody, lift him.
Special guest, Kenneth Marsh, and Favor Unleashed right here on this fire gospel experience. Y'all know what it is. Y'all already know how we do what we do on Fire, the Gospel Experience.
You are listening to Fire, the Gospel Explosion, where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet. and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about FIRE.
Amen, amen. You're tuned in to FIRE, the Evangelistic Outreach Radio Gospel Ministry, because that's what it is. We're not here for fame, fortune, or reputation. We do receive a blessing if you feel so inclined to share a gift, but we are here to uplift our God as we live the life Christ demonstrated and taught before us, as we tell the story of the precious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. My special guest is here, man of God, Pastor Kenneth Marsh from the group Kenneth Marsh and Favor Unleashed. And he was just sharing an intimate story about what he was going through. And I'm going to ask you, man of God, just continue where you left off, because you are sharing some truth that the people need to hear about, because we hear y'all sing, we see y'all get your praise on, we see you preaching, but we don't always know about some of the trials and tribulations that goes on behind closed doors in your personal private lives. Go right ahead, Pastor Marsh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I was saying, you know, through this pandemic, like I said, we heard so much stuff that was going on, and one thing that I've learned, every time you see shall in the Bible, it's a promise. Just because situations are being delayed does not stop the promise. The promise still has to come forth. So God had already blessed and orchestrated and ordered my steps before I even came out my mother's womb for ministry.
Yeah.
So he allowed me to come through being born 2 pounds and the doctor saying that I'm not going to walk and all like this. But when the presence of God, even though I have something called sciatica in my body, I give God praise in the dance.
There you go.
So trials and tribulations come to make us strong, not weak. So 2020 was a trying year, went through sickness. Satan tried to grasp my mind for me to kill myself, but God brought me through it, because had Satan's plot worked, came May, I would not have been able to birth Favor Unleash, the gospel segment.
Yes, sir.
I would not be able to work on a single that is now all over the world. This month, we get an award for the single, a humanitarian award, and a Song of the Year award coming out of Florida.
Come on.
So God has blessed the single, and it does not stop there, because we're getting ready to go back in the studio again.
Come on.
So God is blessing the music ministry. God has blessed us, and through that came the church ministry, Favor Unleashed.
Amen.
But I tell you, when God is blessing, you have to also be prepared for more of Satan's traps, because just because God brought you through that, when Satan's going back to the drawing board and say, okay, Kenny got past that, we got to go back to the table to come up with some more stuff to get him. So Satan started coming, you know, the word of God says gifts and callings are without repentance. One scripture that I love in Jeremiah, it says, woe unto the shepherd that scatters the sheep. So what are you saying? Leaders have to watch how they treat God's people.
That's true.
As God was blessing me to flow into the part of being a pastor, there were wolves in sheep's clothing trying to use me for their own motives. So what transpired? I didn't want to do church no more. I told my wife, I'm done. I'm tired of the spiritual con artists in church. I'm tired of the games in church, all in the name of the Lord.
Yes,
I got tired of foolishness that was going on, and you're huckamashying and shouting all over this mess.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do it anymore. I did not want to do it anymore. So my wife told me, she said, baby, if I got to hold everything together until you get yourself together, I'll do it. And to God be the
beautiful.
My wife held everything together, and God started to bless. God has started to bless the music ministry. We went through a trying time in 2020, whereas my wife contracted COVID, and she was in the hospital. And I'm like, wait a minute, Lord, you just brought me out of the hospital in July.
Right.
And my wife goes in August with COVID. What is going on here? And I'm like, wait a minute. People are dying from this thing. So I'm literally sitting in my home, and it was something because it was a Sunday that I took my wife to the hospital. And, you know, then you couldn't even go into the hospital. So it hurt me to drop my wife off at the hospital, and I had to watch her walk in the hospital. Now, on that exact same day, my face was on flyers because I had to minister out that exact same Sunday evening. So I'm like, okay, took my wife to the hospital. I went back home and I laid down. My wife called me. She said, where are you? I said, I'm home. Why are you home? I said, because you're in the hospital. I need to know what's going on. She said, don't you have to minister tonight? I said, girl, I ain't pressed about that. She said, you better go and minister. Get yourself up, get your clothes on, and go and minister. I'm like, you're in. She said, go and minister. I get myself together, and I'm driving, and I'm like, okay, let me see where they are at the service. Soon as I log on the live, I see where they are in the service, so I send a message. They know what's going on, so I'm on my way. Who pops on the live but my wife? I'm like, you know what? I can't even get out of this now because she's watching this thing to see if I'm going to this church to minister.
She's going
to check. She's going to check me. She's checking. So I get there to the service, and they were having outside gospel festival. So, they already knew what was going on and got up there. So one of the gospel artists was there, and he said, man, where your singers? Where your band? I said, it's me, myself, and I, and God. I said, my wife is in the hospital. I'm just coming with me. I ain't got no band. I ain't got no singers. I just want to do this and just go. I got there, and it came time, and I still have that video on my page where God used me at that service. Bless the people of God, even though I was going through a situation. So when you're going through something, sometimes you got to put what you're going through on the back burner to help somebody else
get through.
Amen. God praise because that video right now is over 1.5K views and still going.
Wonderful. God used me to minister.
And I got back home, and my wife, we were still dealing with it. And we, like I said, we could not see her, but we video chatted her every day.
Of course.
And we was on the phone, and we was laughing, having her laugh. And all of a sudden, she just went off in the spirit. So we got quiet. We was like, uh-oh, she ain't talking to us. But she came back, she said, God said, I'm healed. She said, God just told me I'm healed. We lost it.
Won't he do it?
My wife My wife walked up out of that hospital 2 weeks later. No COVID nowhere. She's healed.
Yeah.
She was the only person on that floor, not on a ventilator. I give God praise. And after that, I told her, I said, baby, you still got to take it easy. I'm going to make sure you're good. But God was just blessing the ministry so mighty to where God has us at now. And I give God praise.
Yeah.
This past March, God blessed me to be under an awesome leader. Shout out to my leader, Bishop-elect Agnes M. Smith of the Pillar of Truth Apostolic Churches of Faith here in Baltimore, Maryland. We are under her. This past March, She licensed and ordained me as pastor of Favor Unleashed, Pillar of Truth Apostolic Faith Church. And we just came out of convocation last week. And this past Sunday, my wife was elevated to the office of evangelist. So I'm excited
Amen.
What God is doing. God
Amen.
Is doing something mighty. I was just sitting
Amen.
Downstairs last week. My wife, because August is Youth Month, and she had just got a message. They want her to preach in August, and I laughed, and I was like, get ready, you better preach the word. So I give God praise for what God has been doing for the ministry.
Amen.
And like I said, 2020, we lost my dad. 18 days after that, we lost Granny in 2021. This year,
Amen.
We buried our sister. So our family has been hit 3 years. And I said, Lord, I said, I was trying to make sure that my mom is fine. Our mom lives 5 minutes from us. She was like, I love my one-bedroom apartment. I don't want to go nowhere. I said, Mom, long as you love it, we're going to make sure you're fine. Everything is good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I was trying to make
Amen.
Sure that my wife was okay, that my mother was okay, and that my mother-in-law
yes,
was
sir.
Okay. Not really taking to make sure not pastor, but that Kenny was okay.
There you go.
Listen, Pastor Mark, that is an amazing testimony about how God has brought you through so many turbulent trials. But with the time that we have left, I want the people to understand that your victory is so complete. He has brought you into a media platform where you are still in charge of overseeing God's people from your media platform. Before you go, why don't you give us the date, time, and give us an idea of the media platform that you have now to the glory of God?
Yes, sir. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I think it's about we're under almost a month. God has blessed me to start Straight Talk with Pastor Kenneth Marsh that I do on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 1. I only do it for an hour. We've been on some topics. The series topic that we're on right now is I'm Exhausted But Still Running, The Story of a Pastor. That's the series
Amen.
That God gave me. Because we hear so much about, you know, the pastors. People see and think that pastoring is easy. They see the entourage. They see the armor bearers. But it's a job. It's not easy.
Yes, it is.
So we're on,
yes, it is.
Series, we're on a series right there, and I'm grateful that my wife, evangelist Ashley Marsh, she came a week ago as far as the wife's point of view on what
yes,
do you
sir.
Do when the husband, who is the husband, who is your pastor, gets exhausted, but you still have to uphold the ministry. So I'm grateful that she
Amen.
Came forth in that. So that comes on every Wednesday and Thursday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. We do it for an hour. So we have had some awesome people of God on there. We have some awesome people of God that are coming on this Wednesday and Thursday. And it's right there, Facebook Live, right on my page, Kenneth Marsh.
Amen. That's wonderful. That's amazing. Man of God, the time has gotten away from us, and I want you listeners to be sure and support this man of God. You heard him. Straight Talk with Pastor Kenneth Marsh. That's Wednesday and Thursday at, you said, 12 p.m. What is that? Eastern Standard Time, correct?
Yes, 12 p.m. Yes, yes, sir. Eastern Standard Time.
Amen, because you know we got all these time zones all across the country. We don't want people in the West Coast
yes,
to miss your broadcast. And we
yes,
are
sir.
So grateful, and that's Facebook Live, people. So, Pastor, where can you be contacted? There are going to be people that need mentorship, that need guidance, that need spiritual counseling, and there may be some churches that want you to come to their convocation, their revival, or whatever spiritual event they got going on. How can you be contacted? And share with us all of your social media contacts so that my listeners can support you on social media, as well as where this anointed music, Raise the Praise, can be downloaded.
Yes, please, you can go to my Facebook page, Kenneth Marsh. It has two pictures of myself, one with dark sunglasses on and one with me sitting in the back with a nice colored tie, shirt, and handkerchief on, and I have on a black suit. So you can go to that page, Kenneth Marsh, send me a message,
yeah.
or you can reach my administrator at all lowercase, Jefferson Tanya. That's J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, the number 30 at yahoo.com. And the number is 443-712-4928. And that's Sister Tanya Decatur. You can reach her for preaching engagements, to book Pastor Kenneth Marsh and Favorite Music Ministry. She can be able to help you to get us for any type of engagement that you desire.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, Lord. Well, man of God, listen, we are so grateful for the work that you are doing. And God, we appreciate the victory that God has given you over so many years, starting at the age of two, all the way up till now. But we already know. How else are we going to know if our faith is pure gold, like Job said, unless we are tested and tried in the fires of trials, tribulations, and temptations? So we thank God for you. I pray God will continue to move in your life, magnify your ministry, and bless you so much that the overflow will just be a blessing to the people that are running with Jesus with you. They'll be blessed just because you're blessed. Thank you for joining us, man of God. Look forward to you having you come back and join us and sit and share with us the good things of God on Fire the Gospel Experience. Bless you. We thank you for joining us, man of God. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. A man of God doing God's work. Bless you, Pastor Kenneth Marshall, and favor unleashed. Yes, man of God, to know that if there's anything that we here at Fire the Gospel Experience can do to support you, man of God, you just get in touch with me, and I promise you we'll do the very best that we can to keep your fire burning for Jesus. We are in the midst of turning up the heat, the spiritual heat, so that you can be ignited and uplifted in your spiritual walk with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what this broadcast is all about, y'all. I need y'all to hold what y'all got, because we're going to be turning on our honest spotlight. We're going to shine it on a woman of God that is just doing her thing for Jesus. And don't you know that I just love it? I love it. I love it. But right now, beautiful people, we are going to just get our praise on. We are going to let God know about how much we care about him, so much so, like, man of God, Brent Jones, nothing else matters except lifting up God to a world that needs him. Amen. Come on, Brent Jones. Lord have mercy. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we get our praise on right here on this fire gospel experience. And this is the time and segment and hour of this fire gospel experience where you bless people of God. I am happy and excited to bring out my spotlight and shine it on this woman of God that I believe has amazing testimony. She's going to share her story briefly. And we're going to just let her music just come in and bless our spirit, our minds, and our souls. So without any further ado, for our giant artist spotlight, yes, it is that time for this amazing woman of God. I believe God is going to expand her territory. So let us, without any further delays, bring her in and let her share, talking about woman of God, gospel artist, Samaria Kelly is here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed, woman of God, Samaria Kelly, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. Thank you for coming to our Shine Artist Spotlight.
Thank you for having me. This is a blessing.
We just want to shine some spotlight on you so that you can just let the world know who you are in Jesus. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Samaria Kelly?
Okay, so what is there to say about Samaria Kelly? Well, I am definitely a child of the Most High God.
Most High.
The King of Kings, yes, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything you can imagine, that's royalty. That's what I'm a part of, the royalty family, okay?
Amen.
But,
amen. I like it.
Yes, God has definitely been too good to me. This journey, musical journey of mine has, you know, it's been a trial and error, I'm going to say. it's been a long time coming for me. since 2012. I mean, I've been singing since I can breathe. So, more on that at a different time. But this musical journey, I first started, you know, attempted to record in 2012, my first single.
Wow.
And, you know,
wow.
Yes. But unfortunately, I was running into a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing at that time.
Yeah.
And, It didn't work out well at the time, and of course I also lost my biggest supporter, my mother, at the time. So that really took a toll on me and just kind of, you know, dampened my my spirit, and I got a lot of I'm trying to keep myself together because, you know, my mom was my everything.
Come on, I understand.
I got discouraged. I lost my confidence, you know, listening to a lot of naysayers and just running into a lot of people that, you know, weren't out for my good. And I kind of gave up on, you know, music and ministry and kind of lost myself. You know, I was depressed at the time. So, you know, I took a break away from even focusing on music. So I went to, you know, pursue other things. And, you know, I knew eventually, you know, God was going to bring me back to where I need to be. You know, when he calls you to do something, you know, it hunts you until you complete it. But
That's right.
I let it get to me then, but I'm back now and ready more than ever. I spent a lot of time in the Word, a lot of time with God to truly understand who I am and my identity in him. And once I, you know, spent that time with him, you know, and realize that, you know, it's all about what he has to say about me. It's not about what everybody else has to say. You know, he is the author and finisher of my faith. He is the author and finisher of my journey. You know, I live by Philippians 1:6, you know, and that this is a verse that really encouraged my song, you know, as long as I got breath, because, you know, I'm confident that he that began a work in me, okay, Jesus, work in me. He will see it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So that means whatever he put in me, that gift, he started a long time ago before the foundations of the world, before I was in my mother's womb, he knew me. So he already knew the master plan he had set before me. So once I realized that, it didn't matter what anybody else had to say about me. You know, it didn't matter. All of that went out the window.
Don't matter.
Once I realized that, yes, it don't matter no more. And as long as I got breath, as long as I got breath, that means God is not done.
Mm-hmm.
That means the plan is not over. He's not finished. And it's a song to empower and encourage others who, you know, feel like they're not good enough. You know, they feel like they don't have the confidence in the gift that God has bestowed in them. You know, it's a song of victory, a song to help people keep pushing, keep moving forward no matter what. And
that's right.
This song
Amen.
Was written after it was written and birthed out of my survival out of COVID. You know, I was I caught COVID when it first was introduced to the world. You know, when nobody knew what was going on, and all we knew that it was people dying from it. You know, and it was a traumatic experience for me because my son was 10 months old at the time, and I was forced to be out of work for over 60 days almost because of it. And I was devastated. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't even know if I was going to wake up, you know, out of my sleep to my son. So at that time, I was really going through it in 2020. And, you know, when I finally got over COVID and got over that hurdle, you know, something in my spirit, you know, all I kept hearing was, as long as I got breath, I'm here. You know, I'm here. God is not
That's
done.
Right.
You know, COVID couldn't take me. You know, those negative sayers couldn't break me. You know, if Jesus says yes, it doesn't matter who says no. And that song, you know,
you better
it just
say that.
That's the only yes we need. It's the yes from God. That's all
Amen.
We need.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this, young lady. Let me jump in there real quick. I'm gonna tell you this. See, when you read Philippians 1:6, and it does say, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." The first prominent word in that scripture verse is confident. He took you from 2012, and he took those 10 years to build up your confidence to the point of where you is right now, where you just said, it don't matter come hell or high water. I'm glad you spoke about those wolves in sheep's clothing, because those wolves in sheep's clothing made you so spiritually aware, which was a part of your confidence building. See, now you'll smell a wolf. I don't care what he got on, because of what you've been through. And what you've been through is not just for you. Now you'll be able to share the knowledge that you have through your own experience, because that's how God works. Woman of God, I am so proud of you, because God is just beginning to work with you. Those years were not lost years by no means, woman of God. Those were years of formation for you to grow.
Yes.
So that when you sing this song, as long as I have breath, we won't just hear it, but we'll feel it deep in our soul.
I'm
as you got breath, you got hope. And as long as God is breathing his breath of life in you, there is ultimately victory coming your way, because God is omnipotent, and when God puts his hands on you, you best believe that there is no power that can stand against you. Woman of God, is there a word of encouragement, of wisdom that you would like to share? I'm going to say with all of us, but in particular to other gospel artists that are striving to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through their music ministry.
Most definitely. I would say keep your eyes on God. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. He will take you to places that no one else can stop. He will open doors that no one can shut. Stop listening to the naysayers. Ignore the negative feeders and persevere. Keep going no matter what. No matter what gets thrown at you. No matter what people have to say about you. Never stop pursuing the calling that God has set before you. Don't stop.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Stop no matter what.
That's a word. That's a word right there. That's a word. And as we know, woman of God, there is a rampant spirit of homicide, murder, and death that is reigning all across our country. And we, as the people of God, we understand that death is the last enemy that Jesus conquered. He swallowed death up in the grave when he was resurrected. And a lot of people
yes.
need to understand that you may not think you have time to change and consider Christ. We say all the time, tomorrow is not promised. So we compel people from our very spirit and soul to please consider, what will you do with this man Jesus? Because there has not been another man in all of history like the man Jesus. If everything that was written about Jesus was just a farce, is just a charade, then how is it that words that he spoke over 2,000 years ago prophetically about being wars and rumors of wars, that there'll be natural disasters all over the place and it will increase and magnify? How is it that he was able to speak these words 2,000 years ago and then they become true, unless he was not
right.
God in human flesh? Woman of God, we appreciate you. We thank you. I want you to know you have an open invitation to send your music, as well as come back and sit and interview and have this discussion about whatever God leads you to. Anytime you're ready, I'll be ready for you.
Thank you so much, man of God. It was an honor.
I believe God is about to do great and mighty things, and it was my privilege and honor to just play a small part and let the world know about Samaria Kelly and the hit gospel song that you have already blessed us with, As Long As You Have Breath. And you know what? I know good and doggone well that's your testimony. I appreciate you, woman of God. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Have a blessed rest
Amen.
Of the evening.
Woman of God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woman of God, Samaria Kelly, y'all. You talented, gifted, and anointed artists are welcome to join me on this fire gospel experience. I promise you, I am looking forward to having you as my special guest. You can give me a call at 870-413-0220 is my personal cell number. Leave a message and I'll get back to you if I don't return your call right away. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. Let me know that you want to be a part of this sanctified, anointed, God-breathed gospel radio ministry, because that's what it is. We are proclaiming God Almighty, Father, Son, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God, and we want to just edify all of the believers, and we want to compel those who may not have yet believed to consider everything that you hear on this fire gospel experience. Amen. You can send me an email, send that MP3 music, just like woman of God Samaria Kelly did, to Ronald Jefferson 1@AOL.com, and we're going to get into a serious gospel flow until Jesus come back or until our days are complete. Here's man of God with new music, Paul Bills. Jr., a young millennial warrior for God, and Khalib with new music entitled Love, Joy, and Peace. No matter what you're going through, keep the love, keep the joy, and keep the peace that God gives you, because those are very precious things.
Lionel Shipman, empowerment speaker, financial coach, radio host, and author. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to contact me for financial coaching, mentoring, and encouragement with my broadcast, The Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show, every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the CWR Talk Network on Blog Talk Radio, where you can take control of your financial life and be enlightened in your money matters. Also, I encourage you to purchase my books, Sacred Vows, The Not or Not, a relationship communication book, and my most recent book, Money Responsibly, my first finance book. You can get autographed copies of my book by submitting your request on my website at shipmanconsulting.com. That is shipmanconsulting.com. The books are also available on Amazon. You can contact me at contact@shipmanconsulting.com. Again, that's contact@shipmanconsulting.com, or hit me up on Facebook under my name, Lionel Shipman. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, tune into the fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Bless you all.
woman of God, gospel artist Myra Jane, letting us know that if there is any selections to be made, that dear God, Father up in heaven, make no mistake about it, I choose you first and foremost. There is no reticence. There is no hesitation about that. You're my first choice. Thank you, woman of God, Myra Jane, for making it plain and breaking it down so beautifully. We are embracing from the Word of God, Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verses 11 through 14, for your spiritual consumption as well as consideration from the Word of God. The NIV version reads, we have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. The great apostle Paul, who is credited as writer of the book of Hebrews, spoke emphatically to the believers in the book. He declared that there was much more that he wanted to share, but then very abruptly halted his commencement with a direct and harsh admonition. I wonder how many of them sat there aghast and shocked with their mouths open and twisted in offended scorn of how dare he speak to us thus and so. Not so much to imagine the very same for us believers today, who would have angrily bolted for the nearest exits, pushing past any usher on their duty, post, and position. Hebrews 5 and 11. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. I'm so glad the apostle pointed out the we involved in this speaking out to the congregation. It was nothing personal from Paul alone. No, this was the collective determination made with Paul and the associated body of overseer believers speaking. We, in our modern day, would also tend to be thin-skinned when remarks of censorship or correction are given. Y'all know that's the truth. We believe that we're all too grown to be redirected, exhorted, and told what is acceptable and what is not. Don't he know who he's talking to? I'm grown. Hebrews 8 and 12 says, in fact, though, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. What? Come on, Paul. You talk about starting from the very beginning. Yes, maybe that's good sometimes to have that revival, to have that mentorship, to have that re-education all over again. We've all heard when someone would state that they have been members of churches for extended periods of time and many, many years, as if to say that they're unapproachable, simply due to the turn of many calendar years, when the church and the truth of the matter is that if our many years of attendance has not contributed to our higher level of learning and applying Christ's likeness, then we unfortunately have spent much time in vain. We are always lifetime students in learning the ways, will, and spiritual principles of Jesus our Christ in our lives as living epistles to be read of all men, as it says in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 11 through 13. Again, the word says in Hebrews 5 and 12, you need meat, you need milk, milk, not solid food. Apostle, he breaks through, I'm sure, to some already wounded egos and goes further to share that when he wanted to pontificate about the necessary suffering of our Lord Jesus, and then indirectly you and I as well, he flat out told them, they ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. And it's time for them to be reframed with the elementary teachings
of Christianity. Oh my God, how humbling this must have been for them to hear, but how necessary for them and us all to hear, rather than to be misled or mislead ourselves into thinking, believing, and carrying on like we are something and someone that we are not. Verse 13 says, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. Yes, humbling it may be, but nothing pertaining to our growth, development, and maturity are ever wasted. Like the old saying goes, no use in crying over spilled milk. Now that we know that we may have spilled some milk, it's time to recognize it and make the essential processes necessary to grow and to go to the next level of the meat of the Word of God. Verse 14 says, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good and evil. And that's what it's all about. We have to have a spiritual perception and intuitiveness, y'all, to make sure that we are able to distinguish good from evil. Y'all heard my special guest, woman of God and shining out of spotlight, Samaria Kelly, talk about wolves in sheep's clothing. We need to be trained to have this spiritual perception fine-tuned to be able to protect ourselves from the wiles of the devil. Our spiritual maturity is a fundamental configuration of ongoing steps in training based on knowledge, application, and trial by living and learning. Constantly evaluating our own actions. Don't worry about somebody else. We need to be paying attention to ourselves. And then if we can help a brother, go ahead and get that speck out of our eye, but take the log, the plank, the 2x4 out of your own eye first. I'm talking to me as well as you. And then, listen, we have to evaluate our own actions in speaking and behavior in direct understanding of the reading. We have to have direct understanding as we read, meditate, and pray with God's word into a God-ordained instrument that we're called, that God has selected in us to live as demonstrations and examples, y'all, of men, women, boys, and girls that have transformed people from the inside, spiritually speaking, out, who live lives hand in hand in peace, joy, and love, like man of God Paul Beal Jr. just got through singing about. And then reconciliation, as the blessed people that we are, the blessed recipients of God's grace through faith, and then that confidence that we also spoke about in acceptance to our Lord Jesus the Christ, knowing that we made the best decision we have ever made in our lives by putting our spiritual hand of faith into the hand of God Almighty. Amen. Goes right there. And I'm not going to take it back. Here's man of God, Gerard Mitchell, and Anointed to Worship, featuring Minister Ronald Walker, talking about when you get fed up and fed with milk, and then it's time for meat. That's when we start living with a clean heart. Yes, Lord.
Psalms 51 reads, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Took me in. was down, leveled to the ground. You are the great I am. God, you see me through.
Give me a clean heart.
A clean heart.
A clean heart.
A clean heart.
Give me a clean heart.
Renew in me.
A clean heart.
Renew in me.
Lord,
Paul wrote in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, he said, today we are asking God to change our hearts, change our minds, change the way we walk, change the way we talk. You know, the Bible says that any man who be in Christ is a new creature, that all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Come on, E2W.
No.
Say no greed.
No greed.
Say no selfishness.
No selfishness.
That's it. Come on, let's do that again.
Say no envy.
No envy.
Say no greed.
No greed.
Say no.
Selfishness.
That's it, I'm feeling that right now, come on.
Say, Lord, fix it.
Lord, fix it.
Say, Lord, fix it.
Lord, fix it.
Say, Lord, fix it.
Lord, fix it.
Say, Lord, fix it.
Lord,
that's it. Say, my mind.
Lord, fix it.
Say, my heart.
Lord, fix it.
Say, Lord, fix it.
Lord, fix it.
Say, Lord, fix it.
Lord, fix it.
Come on, say, give me up.
Hello, I am teacher, author, born-again believer, woman of God, Trina R. Ford. I am grateful to God Almighty who has called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone to speak life, love, and spiritual healing at your conference, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 870-329-3556 or by email at treford91@gmail.com. And if you're looking for great spiritual insight, inspiration, and uplift, I encourage you to read my newly released book, Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can order my book at Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, you can order on Facebook, author Trina Ford, or contact me directly. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the music is moving, unrestrained, and of biblical inspiration. Be a blessing to family and friends, and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright as you encourage them to keep their radio tuned to Fire, the kingdom-building gospel experience.
Stand on the mountaintop and shout.
Yes, sir. He'll do it every time. Amen. Goes right there. Y'all heard that radio promotional for Woman of God, Trina R. Ford, with her book and her testimony about being a breast cancer survivor. Well, guess what? That woman of God, while we was out there getting ready for the holiday, she was out there getting ready for jumping the broom nuptials. I want to say a big congratulations to Woman of God, Trina R. Ford. And that is Mr. Calvin Green and Mrs. Trina Ford Green. We want to celebrate with y'all. I want to thank y'all for being those beautiful man and woman of God that you are. We thank you, thank you. And we congratulate you here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, man of God. He came in, Pastor Kenneth Marsh, and he just shared with us some things that we really needed to hear about how God will bring you through some very difficult times. I promise you, it doesn't matter. Financial hardships, it could be relationship problems, it could be health, it could be employment, it could be whatever, whatever, whatever. Anything the devil tries to throw against us, don't you know God is, not has. Yeah, he has the remedy, but he is the remedy. Also want to thank Woman of God, Samaria Kelly, because we shine our spotlight on her. But guess what? God is going to shine a bigger light on her as she continues to live for Jesus. I want to leave you all with this final word. I'd rather go where I can grow and flow than fit in where I can get in. Y'all think about that. Amen. I tell people all the time, I'll leave where you put me out. Because God has provided a better place for us to be. We don't have to try to imitate and be with nobody that don't want to be bothered with our saved, sanctified self. It ain't being sadity. It's just having an understanding of our identity and who we are. We are kings and queens. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are peculiar people. We are pilgrims wandering through a strange land. Amen. And we are blessed by God. I will leave you all with frontline gospel music from Gospel Ready. Yeah, Gospel Ready. Let us know that he is so very thankful as all of us children of God are. So until next time, y'all be blessed. Pray Holy Spirit God will lead, God bless, keep you in covenant, and take you through open doors that you didn't even know exist. Didn't even pray for. Be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We just want to take the time to thank God. Show him that we're very thankful. We appreciate him. Amen. Thankful. Good God Almighty. I could have been lost in the street. I could have been 6 feet deep. I'm thankful, thank you, God Almighty, for the blessings you gave to me. Open my eyes, I see. I'm thankful, good God Almighty. I'm thankful, so thankful. Listen in when I say I'm thankful, so thankful. Thank God, I'm thankful.
Praise you for waking me up. I'm so thankful, God, I'm so thankful. Yeah. Ain't no more lean in my cup. I'm so thankful, God, I'm so thankful. My daddy wasn't there for me. So I gotta thank God for my mom. We all go through storms and the weather. But we prosper through struggles and drums. God got my back, and that's a fact. Write my name right on the wall. Through my addiction, no one will listen, but now know who's just who to call. I used to have so many frenemies, act like a friend, but you my enemy. Now I ain't gotta be alone no more. I got my bros down, Holy Ground Ministry. Ephesians 4:29, be all the up, according to their knees now. Put the blood down and put the guns up. Pray for the ones in the street now. Ephesians 4:29, be all the up, according to their knees now. Put the blood down and put the guns up. Pray for the ones in the street now. I started to get deep in this word. Without it, my vision can blur. Not perfect. I thank God for, cause that's where my lessons occur. I pray to my brother, stop stress. Get closer to God, that's a bless. Start a relationship, watch how you grow. Listen, I know. Whoa.
I could've been lost in the street. I could've been 6 feet deep. I'm thankful, thank you, good God Almighty, for the blessings you gave to me. Open my eyes, I see. I'm thankful to God Almighty. I'm thankful, so thankful, thankful. I'm thankful, so thankful. Listen in when I say I'm thankful, so thankful. Thank God I'm thankful.
I was kicking those in, trying to take mine. No peace, no peace, finna break down. Blue pills in the back, finna pop one. You can never tell me, put the drink down. Walk around like I can't be touched. Deep down, I really need love. The father came down when he seen me stuck. Stepped in, he straight up freed me up. Trying to find peace in the wrong place. Who cares what they all say? It was my way, yeah, my way. But then I heard Yahweh, and he told me to die daily. Encouraged the body. Right there with the fam, Lord, I give you all glory. I was broken and lost, I didn't know how to love. But I know that you will show me, Lord, I got your spirit on me. You're the reason that I'm free right now. You're the reason that I got peace right now. Put your hands on the plow, put your hands on the plow. Don't ever look back, got a reason to smile. Eternal mindset, gotta give it to the King. I just can't hide that. Lord, you came and you showed me the way. That eternal places where my mind at. I said to get deep in this word. Without it, my vision get blurred. Not perfect, I thank God for. Cause that's when my lessons occur. I pray that my people start stressed. I'm stressed. Get closer to God, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Start a relationship, watch how you grow. Listen, I know.
I could've been lost in the street. I could've been 6 feet deep. I'm thankful to God Almighty for the blessings you gave to me. Open my eyes, I see. I'm thankful to God Almighty. I'm thankful, so thankful, thankful. I'm thankful, so thankful. Listen in when I say I'm thankful, so thankful. Thank God I'm thankful.
Share the bill of
you can come here, come on.